part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
We are back, the dynamic duo, Trey Flynn, Colt Molesky, bringing you daily Timberwolves content. And today, we are bringing you the best kind of content. We are talking about trades that can never happen, trades that will never be for the Timberwolves, joy that will never see the white north that is Minnesota. But you know what? That's part of the fun of sports is to hypothesize and fantasize about players and about situations and about possibilities that maybe aren't possible. But you know what? They're still there for the taking. So, Trey, we're going to have some fun with this, aren't we?
Oh, we're going to have a lot of fun. There's just a little guy named Anthony Davis who is now willing to be moved, man. He's making the big boy decision. He's making the LeBron James decision, whether you agree with it or not, to finally leave his hometown. Well, I guess not hometown, but the team he's been playing with for the entirety of his career, the New Orleans Pelicans. And Colton, I could have some potential ideas here to get this guy on a Wolves jersey.
Yeah, I mean, I have some ideas as well. I just want to prepare people a little bit as much as I can without spoiling anything. There's going to be a fun side to this that we start out with, and there's going to be a slightly more serious side. But you know what? We're gonna mess around. I've been messing around with the trade machine for about 24 hours now, and we're gonna have some fun. The first thing though that we're going to do is we're not even gonna involve players. I want to know, Trey, and this is where we're gonna start, and then we're gonna move on to actual assets from the Timberwolves team. But I want to know, what would you be willing to give up just from the state of Minnesota to possibly give up Anthony Davis?
There's a pretty cool mall in Minnesota now, right? Isn't there like a huge mall in Minnesota? Doesn't Minnesota have a mall that could fit almost 200 basketball courts in it? I'm pretty sure.
Right, for the Mall of America. Minnesota. I love it.
Let's give up that mall, a few firsts, Glenn Taylor's children, and then let's get Anthony Davis in a Pelicans jersey. Or, no, sorry, Timberwolves jersey.
Oh my gosh, fantastic. I was thinking this is the land of 10,000 lakes. We have a lot of lakes. It's okay. I was thinking we give up at least 8,000 to 9,000 lakes. Because here's the thing is that New Orleans just is all swamps and all this muck and this mangroves. We'll give them some nice clean freshwater lakes to enjoy down there and give them about 8,000 of those, and then they give us Anthony Davis. And you know what? I'm willing to throw in 4 Super Bowl trips as well, because the Vikings didn't even win those. So give them 4 more Super Bowl trips for their Saints. So now the Saints have gone to the Super Bowl 5 times. They have 8,000 plus lakes, and we get Anthony Davis.
I love this idea. I mean, if New Orleans could use anything else, if no one's ever been to Louisiana, state of Louisiana, their grass and their fields, it isn't mushy at all down there. They could definitely use some more lakes and some more water in that grass. So they would love to have 8,000 lakes. So let's trade 8,000 lakes to New Orleans, and I'm sure they're gonna love that dearly. And I had to make a correction, Colton. I made a mistake. Okay, I've done the math. All right, I've been a good co-host.
Okay.
If we took away the Mall of America, we can physically fit 1,373 basketball courts inside the Mall of America. So if we move this mall to New Orleans, they could possibly just relocate every year to a new basketball court within the mall if that is the move they would like to make. So that is what I'm on top of right now. We can also just give them the rights to Prince. I don't know if that's going too far on RIP. I don't know if that's too much, but I really like Anthony Davis.
I'm totally fine with it. I was thinking, now bear with me here. Pretty much every kid, it's really hard to find a Minnesotan that really slips on ice, and there's actually this thing, because we're all playing like pond hockey or broom ball since we've been like six, so we can actually, like, basically every Minnesotan can run on ice. We can all run on ice. It's this weird trick talent that we all have. I was thinking we just donate, like, the mental capacity to run on ice to a southern state that is Louisiana and give them this advantage over all these other southern states that maybe they don't use all the time, but if there's, like, this ice age type situation, like, they can all run away from danger while, like, Alabama, Mississippi, all the people from those states would be hosed, and we just give them that talent for Anthony Davis.
I love it. You can, yeah, like, forget this global warming idea. Let's get this global freezing idea going, and then we kind of trick everybody into thinking this upcoming ice age is happening, and everyone needs to learn from the Minnesotans that you guys have all the secrets to how to run on ice. I love this. This is a great idea.
It is -8, and it's only going to get worse. I don't know what you're talking about, global warming. I might die of cold right now on this podcast.
It started. Colton's part of the Illuminati. He's trying his best right now. He has two different agendas on this podcast right now. I love this.
Do you have any other crazy trades before we actually get into the trade machine? Because I've got some pretty insane trades in the trade machine as well.
I'm very excited for the trade machine. I'm very excited to hear yours, because I think I might let you take the majority of the trade machine trades today, because I feel bad for always being the trade guy on this, because I feel like the typical block boy. But I do have a few different items that are from the home of Minnesota, okay? They were created in Minnesota. I think we just sell the patents to New Orleans. Let's help their economy out a little bit, because let's just say Anthony Davis will help our economy a lot in the state of Minnesota. So Minnesota is the home of the Scotch tape,
mm-hmm.
the Post-it notes, the pacemaker, which saves lives, mind you, Tonka trucks, Lucky Charms, which is a fantastic cereal, very, very underrated, automatic retractable seatbelt. Now, that one's very low-key, an automatic retractable seatbelt, okay? We take advantage of that resource every single day, but Minnesota, they created it. And finally, Minnesota is the home of Wheaties cereal. So Anthony Davis, maybe New Orleans can just put, you know, their whole organization, every single player that they have left on the bench after they make a trade, just eat one more on the front of the Wheaties cereal for the rest of the year. What do you think about these deals? I love all of them.
I think this is a fantastic idea, and I'm willing even to throw in, like, Target and Caribou as well.
Ooh, love it. Do it.
Like, really make this happen.
I love this. Yes, give them Caribou. Nobody needs that. Okay, a Target's a tough sell. I mean, that's got a lot of money in it. Maybe we ask for like Miritich for Target. So, but yes, I love this. These are great ideas. I really like the 8,000 Lakes though. That might just be the best selling factor before we hit this trade machine, Colton. So that's an MVP for me.
I will be surprised if Minnesota fans do not shut down this podcast because you said we should trade Prince. But you know what? Whatever it takes at this point.
The rights to Prince. See, we can always still have Prince in our hearts, right? Okay, you can't just give up Prince, but the rights to his, let's just say those jerseys. We can still put purple on our jerseys, Colton. We just don't have to, you know, play the Prince song during the games. You know?
Exactly. And I was actually willing to give up, like, cities as well. Like, if they want...
Oh, no.
I'm willing to give up... St. Paul, St. Cloud, and everything north of Bemidji. I'm willing to give up in the trade for Anthony Davis as well.
Oh, gosh. All the small universities in Minnesota, too, just give the colleges away.
Because here's the thing. I went to Minnesota State Mankato, and I don't like those small other colleges anyways. I like SDSU, UMD, Bemidji State, those are all rivals in hockey, and so get rid of those places anyways. It's fine with me.
What is the worst sport in Minnesota? I actually don't know. What's the worst professional sport in Minnesota?
The worst professional sport just to watch, or just as far as like
records? As like a franchise? Is there? It's not. What is? They have the Twins, the Vikings, and who else am I missing here? Who's the hockey?
The Wild.
Okay, so are we talking about that's the worst sports organization? I was just thinking about who the worst sports organization is, so you can kind of trade them.
I mean, it's probably the Timberwolves.
$1 billion organization.
is probably the Timberwolves. The Vikings have been to 4 Super Bowls. The Twins have won a title. And we can't trade the Wild. This is the state of hockey. We can't. There's no way we trade the Wild.
So we're going to trade our whole organization for Anthony Davis, and Anthony Davis is going to make a new team. I love this. The Anthony Davis team. The Minnesota Anthony Davis. I'm down.
I mean, people will say that if I'm trading St. Paul, that's where the XL Center is. But we just freed up a lot of space by trading the Mall of America. So we could just move the XL south a little bit. It'll be fine. We're going to take a break for some sponsors, and then we're going to try and pull some listeners back in. We're going to try and get some listeners back here, but first some sponsors. All right. You've bared with us through some goofiness. Obviously, the Timberwolves are not getting Anthony Davis. So you know what? There's a fun nature to this, but it's also fun to work out ways to actually bring Anthony Davis in. This trade was my best. I think this is my best trade for Anthony Davis that will never happen, but it works out money-wise. So I'm giving them Gorgui, Dario, Tyus, and Josh Okogie for Anthony Davis.
Ooh, I like that. I mean, I like that in the sense that we aren't giving up Wiggins. Because, you know, a lot of people would say that Wiggins would have to be the guy that leaves if you're going to try to trade for Holiday. He's one of the best defenders in the league. But I like that you fit in enough guys in there so we could try to keep him. I don't know how the fan base is going to take the release of Tyus and Josh. And frankly, Colton, that seems like a very Trey-like trade. I enjoy this side of you. What is this? Well, who is this new Colton trading Okogie and Tyus Jones?
Once the news broke yesterday, a whole new world has been opened up. Here's the other thing, too, is there's an air of realism here, because not only am I giving them Dario Saric, a guy who is a proven entity, but I'm also giving them upside players in Josh Okogie and Tyus Jones. And I don't know if you know this, but Tyus Jones is a point guard, and the point guard, Drew Holiday, has already said that he's probably moving if Anthony Davis leaves. And so I'm giving them a point guard option so they can trade Drew Holiday, and I'm giving them two players with a lot of upside because they're really young talents, and they're both on rookie deals.
Yeah, I definitely like this. I think Drew Holiday somehow is still underrated. I don't think a lot of fans realize how good he really is. And he just actually said yesterday when they asked him about staying in New Orleans, even though Anthony Davis demanded a trade, he said the only reason he signed his 5-year, $160-70 million deal last year's max extension was because he wanted to play with Anthony Davis, and now Davis is leaving. So he is definitely willing to go. New Orleans is willing to part with Mirotić and Moore too, I believe. So I like this deal. I like it a lot. I actually had something similar with Sarge in the deal, but I actually put Jeff Teague, Anthony Tolliver, and Sarge for Cheick Diallo and Drew Holiday. And it doesn't work in the ESPN trade machine because they have a wacky contract with Jeff Teague, but it works in Basketball Reference trade machine. So it was able to come out. But I just like moving Teague instead. Obviously, I don't need to explain myself. But obviously, in this
You want to trade Teague? What? What is this?
I know. What is this alternate reality? But in this move, I didn't add Tyus Jones or Josh Okogie because in this move, I'm thinking that Saunders and Taylor just jump at Holiday and just throw a first or two in there, a couple picks in there, to try to snag Holiday without releasing any new young talent. So they can try to build around Drew Holiday, Andrew Wiggins, Karl-Anthony Towns, Robert Covington, and Tyus Jones for the near future. And Josh Okogie, obviously. So like that's a pretty good squad right there, if that was able to happen.
I have another. I have Drew Holiday stuff, but I wanted to save that because that's actually kind of realistic. I can actually see them getting Drew Holiday.
That's a viable move, yeah.
But I have another trade. I labeled this one the all youth, the all youth movement. I'm giving them Jared Terrell, which hurts me in a very it hurts me in a very, very real way, kind of like if I was giving up a real child, honestly. I don't have kids, but I'm assuming this is what that would feel like. I'm giving them Jared Terrell, Keita Bates-Jopp, Josh Okogie, and then they have to take Tolliver and Gibson as well. And I'm getting Anthony Davis. And so they're getting basically this is like the biggest wing package, and then you're also getting a true power forward to kind of replace Anthony Davis.
I love this deal. I think that out of, you know, I've seen some really crazy packages, Colton. I've seen Bradley Beal in a couple first. I've seen CJ McCollum in a few first. I've seen Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma, like the first round pick from 2019 from Los Angeles. This deal takes the cake. I don't understand why this isn't the headline of ESPN right now. The GMs are in New Orleans are really angry that this news broke yesterday. They're trying to call this, sabotage. Anthony Davis calling him a saboteur. He's trying to mess up everything. But maybe this is just the move that needs to happen. Maybe this will just make them happier. I like this a lot. Taj Gibson and Pelicans to essentially take over Anthony Davis's role. This makes sense to me. I like this a lot.
Well, the other thing too is that when you're realistically thinking about this, you just got to get younger now, right? I mean, you just got to build around like Julius Randle, and basically that's your starting point, right? Is because, I mean, you either have older guys who are on short contracts or you have Drew Holiday, and it sounds like he's going to leave.
Yeah, I think that not only Randle is a guy that's going to leave, like Mirotić, who's been really good for them when healthy, is going to leave. And so you kind of want to build a youth movement here. So, you know, if you can send every single player under the age of 30 on Minnesota right now to New Orleans for Anthony Davis, I think we can make this work and just kind of build the Pelicans around the youngest team in the league. So this is a good idea.
I didn't really have anything else for Anthony Davis. Those were the best trades. Otherwise, you get kind of sad as far as what you give up if you go any.
I got one more.
I love it. I love it.
Okay, so let's see here. Hold on, sorry, I gotta pull up my trade machine. All right, Andrew Wiggins, Jeff Teague, Gorgui Dieng, Taj Gibson, Robert Covington, Jared Bayless, Karl-Anthony Towns, Anthony Tolliver, Dario Saric, and Tyus Jones. Maybe Josh Okogie. And I think maybe we can pull off like five firsts there and then sneak Anthony Davis. What are your thoughts on this?
I like it. I like it a lot.
That is my final move. I will not go anymore. That's half the team, Colton. And unfortunately, that's what it would have to take to get Anthony Davis. It's really tough to be a Wolves fan right now and all these trade heat. This trade conversation.
Yeah, you know what? It's these are a lot of pipe dreams, I know, but hey, you know what? You got to dream sometimes. You got to dream.
Yeah, it's not worth it, man. We got to trade half the team to get the one player on this team. You have to trade Towns and Wiggins and all the young guys. I don't know. I've seen a lot of comments from people wanting the Anthony Davis. And all jokes aside, like obviously we could offer Wiggins and like. I don't know, Wiggins, Tyus Jones, and Okogie and like three firsts, but there's just better offers out there. Like there's just nothing close to like what other teams are presenting that or putting to the table. Like if the Washington Wizards truly like give up Bradley Beal on a first or something to that extent for Anthony Davis, that's essentially us giving up Towns, right? Like, so that's a really hard deal to make. Actually though, before we move on from this Anthony Davis talk, would you, because I heard Philly was interested or just throwing the ideas out there, a lot of Philly analysts were throwing the idea out there of switching Embiid and Davis. Would you ever think about switching Towns in a first for like Anthony Davis?
No, and here's why. Because Anthony Davis for Joel Embiid, I feel like that's more similar because of the injury factor. Like you can say what you want about talent, but Towns has been healthy. Towns has been really healthy in his career, and maybe Anthony Davis is a little older, but Towns has been really healthy so far in his career, knock on wood. And I just, while I know Anthony Davis has all the talent, and Anthony Davis has been considered, he started out the year as an MVP-type candidate, and Towns really hasn't had a year where he's been a serious MVP candidate, all that stuff. There's just not a way for me to quantify what it's like to depend on a player's health and what you're giving up when you have a player who's uber healthy and you're trading him to a player who's had injury problems. And I can't, when it's two superstar talents, I can't make that trade. When one of them has injury problems and the other one is better but has injury problems. And then the other one has a really clean bill of health, you know? I just can't, you can't quantify what that means to have that security. And again, I mean, Towns could go in and mess up his ankle in the next game. I mean, nothing is guaranteed. But I know that one of these guys have had surgeries going into next year, and the other one hasn't. And there's just, there's no way when there's two superstar talents that you can get me to get the one, to lose the one who has a clean bill of health versus the one who's uber, who has the injury-prone problems. And so that's why if you're trading Embiid for Anthony Davis, that's a little more even of a playing field.
Yeah, so I actually think that the idea that any, objectively, I'm trying to be as objective as possible here, that any team that kind of like decides like to not trade like a Jason Tatum talent or even Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, Karl Anthony Towns, Porzingis, like any team that decides that those players are too important to their franchise to not move for Anthony Davis, like maybe I'm just so up on Anthony Davis or high on him, but I really just think we're talking about one of the top four or five players in the league right now at 25 years old that is, you know, even though he has injury issues, he could easily change the whole momentum of any franchise. Now, in saying that, while I know Anthony Davis is better than Karl Anthony Towns at this point in time, will Anthony Davis move the bar of Minnesota's franchise at the moment if a trade was happened, even if we get a healthy Anthony Davis, right, Colton? So, like, if you're looking at Minnesota with their roster and you just switch Towns' names for Davis, what do we have, like, five more wins? And what are we, like, barely the eighth seed? Like, I just don't know if this moves the bar enough for the Timberwolves moving forward. And I think if they're going to make any move in this, you know, trade scenario with New Orleans, like how you've talked about before, it just, you know, it can't be with Anthony Davis, not only because they won't make them better, but they have other guys that need to move, right? And I know we've had our arguments about Andrew Wiggins, but that's a name to pop up there, and definitely Teague and Jang, as well as Gibson. So those are some guys, and so I think there's obviously other talent on the Pelicans to grab here. But ultimately, even though I know Davis is better than Towns, I wouldn't make that switch just because of what that would mean to the franchise and what it doesn't mean to the franchise. In this case, it doesn't mean we're going to get that much better.
Well, and honestly, the ironic part talking about health is that you can switch Davis for Towns for this season, and probably the biggest factor is still the constant injuries to Robert Covington and Derrick Rose, the injuries around these guys that make the biggest swing in wins for the Timberwolves, honestly, which is unfortunate, but at the same time, it's super, super relevant to what's happened this season for the Timberwolves. We're going to get to another break for some sponsors, and then we're going to talk about other trades outside of Davis. First, some sponsors. All right, quickly here, we're going to finish out. I know we're running a little long on time, but I wanted to get to a couple other trades. And the very realistic part of this is if Anthony Davis does get moved before this deadline, there's going to be a rush for kind of the spare parts and pieces around Davis, because the mentality from trying to be a contender to now trying to just get young talent, I think is going to switch very quickly for the Pelicans. I think that they're going to get a lot of young pieces in whatever trade they make, even if it's not with the Lakers. And I think that they're going to lose a lot of other talent. So I have two big trades that I like. And the first one is we lose Gorgui Tulliver, Tyus Jones, Josh Okogie, Keita Bates-Jopp, and we receive Mirotić, Etuan Moore, and Jahlil Okafor. All really short deals, so they don't have to be committed to any guy who's older, but you're getting a bunch of pieces that actually help them win now.
And who are we giving up the first four? What were they again?
Gorgui, Tulliver, Jones, Okogie, Bates-Jopp.
Okay, gotcha. I don't know if New Orleans does that. I don't know if the Pelicans do that. They're really, really high on Okafor, and that's the craziest thing I've said this season, is that the team is high on Okafor. That's tough, dude. It's interesting because I don't feel comfortable giving up like a guy like Okogie. But that talent package you just handed back here, I don't think people realize how good Etuan Moore can be, even though he's had his crazy month or two this season. Obviously, he's come down from that. But he really, when he finds a consistent stride and a coach sticks to the game plan with him, he's a good shooting guard. And then Mirotić, I'm a fan, unless he's getting punched in the face. I'm like a fan of Mirotić. And then
he usually does the punching, I've heard. So that's good.
Yes. I mean, Gorgui Dieng won't be on this team anymore, I guess, in this trade. So we won't have to worry about Mirotić getting busted in the face, which is nice.
Like club. I mean, if you're looking at Etuan Moore's stats, too, 12.3 points per game is the this year and last year has been his best point totals of his entire career. So he's really hitting his stride right now just as far as production. He's also, last year he shot 50% from the field. This year he's shooting 48%, and he's actually shooting just a little bit more this year. And so really, and 41% from three-point range. So really hitting his stride productivity-wise. So I just think all these pieces kind of help them win now. The other big trade I had was Drew Holiday for Andrew Wiggins and Keita Bates' job.
That's the one where I did see you. I think you sent me that. I'm down for that. That I think I, when I was making trade ideas, I was trying to fit Wiggins into this Pelicans roster because I think they need to start over if they don't get Ingram from Lakers, if they don't trade Davis there. And I think that did a watered down version of Ingram right now because he's less hot because he has the max already, even though I think Ingram, when he gets the max, will just essentially be Wiggins. I think, and obviously there's a lot of potential in Wiggins to be great, but I think that the Wiggins exchange for Holiday makes a lot of sense moving forward, especially because New Orleans really likes Elfrid Payton, their backup point guard, and he's only making $3 million. And Drew Holiday's already said he's already feeling discomfort from the move that Anthony Davis decided to make by telling the front office he wants to be traded. So that's my favorite trade that I could come up with, and I'm really, really excited that you came up with that first because I keep feeling like the trade – nerd. So I love that you did this, and I love that I'm on board with it because I think a Drew Holiday, even a Drew Holiday, any of these point guard backcourts would just be fun, right? Like Drew Holiday, why he's great isn't just his defensive prowess. He's a combo guard, right? He can do a lot of different things on the court, and he plays really, really well in the pick and roll. So like that's a great point guard to have with Karl-Anthony Towns. He's not a dribble, 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 dribble drive guy like Jeff Teague. So it'd be really nice to have a more fresh combo guard in the backcourt, like a fresher looking Derrick Rose at the moment.
I
love that.
Also, the idea of the Timberwolves rolling out Drew Holiday, Derrick Rose, Robert Covington, Karl Anthony Towns, and Dario Saric does things to me emotionally that I haven't felt in a long time.
That sounds like an exciting lineup, man. Like that's a youth movement. I like that. Like let's get the old heads out of here for the most part, and let's try to start this up. I think it's a really, really good idea. Like, I think that's what we should be looking at moving forward. And I think that even your past trade, that was a really good idea. I wanted to make a quick point about that. Like, what was it? Etuan Moore is averaging 12 points a game. He's averaging 12 points a game on 10.4 shots a game and 48% from the field. And Andrew Wiggins, to kind of give my point to back it up more, that why we can exchange him for Holiday and people shouldn't freak out about that too much. He's averaging 18 points a game, which is solid, but on 16 shots a game from 42% from the field. Like, that's a... Essentially, what you're telling me is Etuan Moore could get six shots more, and then he would just have the same production as Andrew Wiggins, you know, for literally a third of the money. So I love this idea to kind of exchange Wiggins for Holiday right now. It's not because I don't think Wiggins is going to be a good player. It's just I think he's a negative player right now for Minnesota with his inconsistency, and I think he might be bringing down Towns a little bit. And like we said in the past pod, Towns just needs a solid point guard, so I think this is great.
The other thing you're doing too, if you trade for any of these guys that aren't Drew Holiday, you're trading for guys on the back end of 2-year deals. I mean, Jahlil Okafor is not on the back end, but you're trading for guys on the back end of 2-year deals, or like Mirotić is on a 1-year deal. Like you're not committing to guys who I get are a little older, but you're not committing to anybody, and so you have a bunch of cap space for next year if you don't want to bring these guys back, so you could get like a guy like Dario Saric to re-sign. You'd have the money for him all of a sudden. You could go out. There's going to be free agents this summer. There's going to be a pretty good free agent class. You could go out and get a free agent. I mean, you're not committed long-term to this plan. It's a very much we're making a push for the playoffs right now kind of trade. And if you do trade for Drew Holiday, you are signing him up for the long-term, but he's still making a little less money than Wiggins because his deal isn't as many years, and so you're still paying less even if you go that route.
Yeah, I hear you. I think it's a really good idea. Like I think that and the weird thing is I didn't think Minnesota was gonna get involved in any of these trades in New Orleans, but as soon as I saw that Holiday, Mirotić and Randall and Moore were like on the trade block, I was very, very excited because the first thing I thought about was, is there a potential cap relief here? Like, right, maybe there's not a deal to make Minnesota better, but is there a deal that Minnesota can make to help them with cap space? And obviously I'd like to see Gorgui Jang leave first, which I might have a move in mind for that too, or Jeff Teague. But Andrew Wiggins is obviously the guy making the most money over the next few years. And if it's not cap relief and we're just switching him for better talent Holiday, I'm totally fine with that. But let me hear your thoughts on this real quick, Colton. What about just a simple move? Not really simple, but like trying to just dump cap here in a sense by swapping Jang and Mirotić to give New Orleans a backup center to Okafor because they don't have any other centers besides Davis, and just throwing in a first in this deal just to get Mirotić, like a future first. I'm talking like 2023. Unprotected first for Jang, and then you get back Mirotić. And I don't like the idea of throwing away first round picks for 1 year players, but if Minnesota's truly trying to make the playoffs and getting a stretch three to kind of fill in Robert Covington's minutes while he's gone, that can also play the four, and Mirotić would kind of be a solid move here. And they can move Sarge and Tolliver around at the five, the backup talents.
Well, that's the thing too, right? I mean, you're not trying to dump cap by like a trading for Dwight Howard to get out of like a Gorgui deal. I mean, Mirotić is a player who, when he's healthy, can help the Timberwolves team maybe this year get a couple wins. And so I don't hate the move at all. And that's the other thing too, is people may ask, what's the point of this pod? Why are you freaking out? But when you have a team that all of a sudden in the middle of a season flips its identity from, hey, we're trying to win around a superstar, to this superstar's leaving and we need a bunch of young talent right now before we lose him to free agency, or before teams, like before he gets injured maybe in the second half of the season, that could be the biggest fire sale we've had in a while. And so that's why jump on the trade machine, figure out some ways to get Timberwolves talent, and then send those trades to Glenn Taylor and try and convince him to do this.
Yeah, I love it. I think that, you know, he's got to push Saunders to kind of get more involved in the front office too. I don't want to see Saunders have too much freedom in the front office, but I think it would be interesting to hear his input on this. Obviously Scott Layden, Glenn Taylor, like they have to get on this. And I think a lot of people are going to be mystified by the Anthony Davis stuff and kind of just hang up their phones when they see like the news or updates. But like this New Orleans team, they're going to blow it up, Colton. Like they're really going to blow it up. And I think that there's actually some solid talent on this team, unlike other worse teams in the West or East, that could be scooped for a very low price, and some draft picks essentially, which is what New Orleans really, really wants in this moment, which Minnesota does have a lot of, and they could get some solid players here. You know, the only thing moving forward that's kind of disappointing is the idea of not getting Anthony Davis, you know, and having to trade essentially the entire team, as my joke previously went, like just trading half the team for Anthony Davis. And we just can't do that, right? So that's unfortunate, but they have so much other talent on this team that can be moved for.
You take the good with the bad, as they say. You take the good with the bad. That is it for us. We have gone down the trade rabbit hole pretty far. Hope you guys enjoyed it, and don't take too much of this too seriously, especially the first 10 minutes. Just try and enjoy the trade season that is. And hopefully you guys will be back tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.